Northwestern Medicine, relentless in their pursuit of better health care. Learn more at nm.org/better.
Dr. Jeffrey Copeland is the Chief Medical Officer at Northwestern Medicine's Lake Forest Hospital. They sponsor this conversation. Nice to talk to you, Dr. Copeland.
Hey, John, how are you today? I'll tell you, going from Teddy Roosevelt to me, I don't know.
That's you are on the same plane, sir. You know, it's funny, though, because when this guy does Jefferson, that's when it really gets interesting, because he will say things to us like, Jefferson and his wife had six kids. Four of them died before their 10th birthday. Mostly they would die in their infancy because they didn't have antibiotics. He said the stuff that you so take for granted would, you know, level half of our children right before our eyes. I don't know if you think about that much, but every now and then I do. How fortunate we are.
You know, Jen, I think about this a lot. It's so many of the things that we take for granted today, just, you know, we don't even think about them. How about access to clean drinking water? They didn't have that back in the days of Jefferson. So there were all kinds of waterborne diseases that people would get, and they get very ill, and it was not unusual for young children to die. And that naturally brings me to one of my favorite topics that we've been talking a lot about, and that's fear of vaccination. So many of those kids back in Jefferson's day, and quite frankly, for a couple hundred years after that, were dying from infectious diseases, commonly dying from infectious diseases, that today we don't even think about because we have vaccination and we have sophisticated public health measures that keep us healthy. So such an important point.
So I'm reading from Fox News. Pete handed me this today. More than a quarter of us, and this is from the Annenberg Public Policy Center at the University of Pennsylvania. So this is a nonpartisan organization. They said more than a quarter of respondents, 28%, said they believe COVID vaccines have contributed to thousands of deaths. It's an increase from 22%. We're getting more skeptical of vaccinations. 22% of respondents said they're under the assumption that it is safer to contract COVID than it would be to get vaccinated for COVID. It used to be 10%. Now it's more than double the people believe it's safer to get COVID than to be vaccinated. The vaccine is more dangerous than the virus. And one more, 15% of Americans said they believe the vaccine changes people's DNA. It actually changes your biological composition. The popular thing now, Dr. Copeland, is it should be a personal choice. Okay, your reaction to all of that, sir?
Wow, there was a lot there. let's start with the DNA, John. It's just not true. mRNA vaccine in no way changes a person's DNA. What I just said is a fact. There is no one reputable that would make the statement that mRNA vaccine changes a human being's DNA. So let's just put that aside. And dear listeners, if somebody tells you that, just respond, Dr. Copeland says it's not true. It's just not true. Matter of fact, we know mRNA vaccines are safe. There's been hundreds of millions of people around the world who've received the vaccine multiple times, and we know the vaccine is safe. It is worse to get the infection than it is to get a vaccination.
Yeah.
You know, and that's just a fact, too.
Yeah. Well, it's just funny that you have to say that. And the fact that you say it may be falling on deaf ears, too. You know, I'm almost to the point, Doctor. I'll finish this thought. I don't really mean it, but then fine. You know, if it kills you, it kills you. You know, we can't lead the we can lead the horse to water, but we can't make him drink, you know?
Yeah, you know, and I think there's a lot to that. And by the way, you know, everything we do is a personal choice, right? And we can decide to do stupid things or not do things where that decision not to do something is pretty stupid in my estimation, which would be the vaccine question. But I certainly respect people who say, I've looked into this and I just don't want it. And particularly if you're younger healthy person and you make the decision that you don't want to get a COVID vaccine, that's okay. But if you're somebody who is older or you have chronic illness, you have an immunocompromised state, please get the COVID vaccine. In the United States, we're still suffering 600 deaths a week from this disease. Think about that, 600 deaths a week from COVID. Most of those deaths are avoidable if people who are at risk of getting very ill from an infection would get themselves vaccinated. So if you fall into one of those categories that makes you high risk, this is the time. The new vaccine is now available at your local pharmacy, your doctor's offices. Many of the doctor's offices will be getting the vaccine over the next several weeks. Please get vaccinated.
And we're talking, this is Moderna and Pfizer again, right?
Yeah, Moderna and Pfizer, those are the two mRNA vaccines. And Novavax, which is a protein-based vaccine, it's not mRNA. It's made in a more traditional method. That vaccine is now available too. FDA just approved it for shipping, and the pharmacy should be getting that one. So if somebody somebody can't get the mRNA because they had a bad reaction to it, or they really would prefer not to get the mRNA vaccine, they'd like to get something that was manufactured in a more traditional way, that would be the Novavax vaccine, which is now out there.
Dr. Copeland was just telling us that there's the mRNA and a protein-based, I think that's how you put it, doctor, vaccine available for COVID. Is one better than the other?
No, they're all equally effective. And another important point here, John, is it doesn't really matter what type of vaccine a person received in the past. Whether you got the mRNA COVID vaccine from Pfizer or Moderna, if you're going to go get an mRNA vaccine, it could be either. It won't matter. They'll be equally effective.
Got it.
If you have not gotten the protein-based, the Novavax in the past, but that's what you decide you want, that will be okay too. You'll have a good response to that, and you'll be equally protected.
This one says, Doctor, is the RSV a one-time shot? I had a COVID shot in May. Do I need another?
So COVID shot in May, let's start with that. So we're now already in September, so we're 4 months out. Yes, you can get another COVID shot now. This COVID shot is different than the COVID shot that you had back in May. It's directed against a different variant of the COVID virus.
Right.
So it would be a good idea to go ahead and get another one now. As for the RSV vaccine, all you need is one time the RSV vaccine. Unlike COVID or flu, we're going to be doing it at least once a year. Once you get the RSV, you're good to go. You don't have to worry about getting another vaccination the following year.
Hey, doctor, I just had COVID for the first time. How long do I have to wait until I receive a vaccine? I last had the vaccine a year ago.
Yeah, so wait 3 to 4 months after having the COVID infection. You're very well protected now. Your body's natural response, your immune system has clearly done its job, and you're going to have high level of antibodies now for weeks. But if you're somebody who we're talking about who's at risk, you're older, you have chronic disease, immunosuppressed state of some kind, wait about 3 to 4 months and then get the updated vaccine.
I never had a reaction to the first two vaccines we had to take. Will you not have a reaction to the next one, or is it a shot-by-shot basis?
It could be a shot-by-shot basis, but I would say that if you haven't had a reaction to the first two times, there's a good chance you're going to do fine this time. And even if you do have a reaction, the vast, vast majority of reactions that people have to this vaccine is some discomfort at the vaccine site where you get the shot. Beyond that, most people are really not experiencing much of any reaction.
One more thing, Dr. Copeland. There's a story by Gina Colada, who's a well-known author and medical writer in the Times, an obesity drug prevents COVID deaths. Studies suggest Wegovy may have yet another surprising benefit. You're less likely to die from COVID-19. I got to get me some of this Wegovy stuff, Doc.
Yeah, John, it feels like every week there's some other amazing claim about what these magical drugs can do. I saw that article. I don't know what to make of it. I really don't. I think we have to go careful with any of these initial reports that come out about the seemingly magical properties of these new weight loss drugs. I hope half of them turn out, these reports turn out to be true, because we'll be in a great place. But I think we have to take all of this with a lot of caution. These are new drugs. We're just learning about them. There's obviously a huge number of people who are using them.
Yeah.
Many, many people are finding real success in losing weight. And I don't think there's any question it's going to turn out there's other good things that will come out of this class of medication. But it's way too early, John, for us to celebrate these drugs as a magical elixir that's just going to solve every problem that we have. So let's celebrate some of these reports as they come out. There's reason for some excitement. But as always happens with new things in medicine, we need to go slowly with these things, and let's not give them more credence than what they deserve.
Dr. Jeffrey Copin, Northwestern Medicine's Lake Forest Hospital. Doc, let's talk next week.
I look forward to it, and everybody take good care. Bye-bye.